Blog Talk Radio.
I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. If I'm only here for God. No more struggle.
Talk show. I'm your host for this evening, Reverend Henrietta Byrd, and I'd like to welcome you. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of African descent, Black African descent, from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration. The International Black Summit is a conversation that is being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent, a conversation that finds its expression in the Declaration of the International Black Summit. The International Black Summit is an event that takes place during the first weekend in August each year, attended by people of Black African descent who are committed to the unfoldment of the Declaration in their lives. The Declaration. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution to the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. December 7th, 2008, Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. Good evening once again. Listen at a later time. Remember, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and we are from everywhere, and we celebrate all kinds of holidays. So tonight, we hope to get into some of those, some of the music that goes along with the holidays that we celebrate. I see that we have several callers, and I will begin with the last four digits is 9580. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello. This is Dennis Treadwell calling. I'm a member of Christ Universal Temple and a fellow choir member of Henrietta Byrd, Reverend Henrietta Byrd. She asked me to call in and sing a Christmas carol. I guess I have started off right now. It's going to be Jingle Bell in English and Pig Latin. Is that you? Is that you, Henrietta?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm going to hear you sing the song. See, I'm not singing the song.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the ha-ha-ha-ha. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits rise. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, Ingles of Elsbay, Elsbay, Ingles of Elsbay, Elsbay, Ingles of Elsbay, all ye ever away. Oh, ye adway on the edge, ye see ute, I rain, ye unway, or see open ye a ye a sleigh, ay, Ingles of Elsbay, Elsbay, Ingles of Elsbay, Elsbay, Ingles of Elsbay, all ye ever away. Oh, ye adway on the edge, ye see ute, I rain, ye unway, or see open ye a ye a sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Is that you?
That is me. All I can say is I'm glad that they have mute on the phone. Okay. Thank
that
you.
They have
that you can mute your phone, that I can mute my phone. I have never heard that. I must admit, I have never.
You've never heard that song.
I have never. And I was going to ask before you got started, you know, to tell me, you know, if there was a little history to that song, you know, something,
yeah.
Some sentimental value to the song or whatever. But I have never heard that. That is a first.
You've never heard it. Well, that was before your time. We used to do that back in the 50s.
So much. Really, you used to, you all used to sing that all the time?
Yeah, I used to hear a guy sing that called Two-Ton Baker back in the early 50s.
Oh,
and he used to do it in sing a song in Pig Latin. And I remember that from a kid.
Oh, well, thank you for thank you for sharing that history.
Okay.
Is a first for me.
So thank I can you. Take the show on the road now?
You can take it on the road. You can take it on the road.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Okay, so what's going to happen now at this point?
Well, you can keep listening. If you would like to hear the others, you can just hold on, you know, and keep
listening.
Now,
what station?
This is it's Blog Talk Radio, the internet program.
Or it's an internet program.
Right.
So I have to keep listening.
It's over the internet. And so you can listen. You can actually listen at another time because it archives the show. So you can listen in at another time. And
or you tell me when then.
Yeah, I will. I will. Or you can, like I said, you can hold on and you can hear the other people.
Okay, I got
there
you. Well, I got
there are the people online.
I got some chicken on the fire.
Okay.
I'm cooking.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, I'd like to thank Dennis for that one. That really caught me off guard. I'd never heard that before, but that was a funny one. Dennis is calling from Chicago, Illinois. Our next caller, the last four digits is 0568. You're on the air.
Hello, Reverend Henrietta.
Hello there.
I'm still recovering from Dennis.
Okay.
And I was hoping that everyone could not hear me because I was rolling on the floor. I know.
That was all, that's why I said I'm so glad I had mute on the phone.
I remember Two-Time Baker from the 50s, but I've never heard that rendition.
Okay.
It was really good. Then it sounded like Melvin from The Temptations.
From The Temptations, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
but
well,
my
favorite song is a real simple spiritual, and I really don't care to sing it. I'll sing the first line, because the first line really, when it was originally written, was the only line in the song. And I think it's the most significant spiritual of the season, because it simply says Mary had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the years people have added lines to the song, but it's simply Mary had a baby, Mary had a baby. And it goes on and it repeats. And I always have this picture of slaves in the absolute wonderment of the whole story of the birth of the Christ. And all they could simply say was, Mary had a baby.
Mm.
And whenever I hear that, it puts the entire holiday into its pure significance. And so that, I would say, is my favorite holiday song. It's really a spiritual dad, and people have added lines like, Mary had a baby wrapped in swaddling clothing. Mary had a baby laying in the manger. But I do believe that when it was originally sung, that it just had the one line and it was just sung over and over again, and that Mary had a baby.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's my contribution.
Thank you.
Everybody can sing that line any way they hear it.
right, and that's what I was listening to, that you can.
Right.
You know, that you can really do that. And you just think about that
right.
That one line.
And when you do think about it, it's really, Mary had a baby.
Right. Okay.
And changed the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my contribution.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, and thank you for calling. I'm going to listen to the others.
Okay, and you can hang on if you like.
Okay, I will. I didn't mean to say thank you for your call. I meant to say thank you for taking my call.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
And now I'm connecting 7817, the last four digits. You're on the air.
Good. How are you?
I didn't hear you. Could you repeat it, please?
Hi, this is Glenn Greenwich. How are you?
Oh, hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Now,
okay.
I was not prepared to sing.
and I
certainly cannot compete with that first Greek Latin conversation. I was speechless.
That's an understatement. It really caught me off guard because I hear him sing all the time, and he always sings these, he's a doo-wop singer, but he often sings these spirituals, the Old Man River kind of stuff. And
Right. Yeah, well, he's got that deep voice. He's got
right.
that deep voice, so he could do that. Yeah, sure.
Right. So,
tell
me, Glenn, about, before you go on, what is your favorite music at Christmas time? What do you listen to? And holiday, not just Christmas, but, during the holiday season.
Well, coming from my choir background, I was in the choir as a young man, a very young man, and I always loved the Messiah.
Oh.
There was something about that that just I loved the you know, the sopranos, altos, and tenors, and basses singing Hallelujah, and that. You know, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. You know, I mean, that just really is one of the songs that at Christmas time is not complete for me unless I hear that by a choir. And one of the and I look for it, and I unfortunately couldn't come up with it. There is a CD. It's actually a tape as well, but there's a CD that a bunch of black artists actually put together, and they sing all.
Yeah. No, excuse me for interrupting you.
Yeah, it's an eclectic. It's a bunch of different artists, and they all are doing. I wouldn't say that. Well, they sort of are Christmas tunes, but they're tunes that people sing around Christmas time in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a version of the Messiah. It's just off the chain. But they do a lot of other songs. And, of course, they bring, matter of fact, they even have a couple jazz folks on it that are doing their rendition. So, I mean, it's just a powerful song that I accidentally bumped into.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a Christian store, and just kind of looking around, and they have, you know, this listening station. And the person was popping their fingers and moving, and I'm, you know, I was like, okay. So when they, you know, and I passed by, and I didn't know them, and they said to me, listen, you got to listen to this. And when I listened to it, I understood why I had to listen to it. Because it was just so powerful. It was powerful. It was releasing. It was, you know, one of the things that I'm present to is that this Christmas season is about giving, and it's about giving to the world as Christ being born is given to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole notion of sharing and giving and, you know, being present to the human spirit, the human nature, you know, is always very touching for me. And it's something that I'm touched with all year long, but even more so in the Christmas, because there seems to be more incentive for people to be in that mode, and songs bring that up in me. And you know, one of the things I was discussing with a couple of the other folks from International Black Summit when we were in Brazil and some of the other places that we've traveled to overseas is the unifying nature of music.
Yeah.
and how no matter what language you speak, there's something about the and we looked at it and we thought about it and says, well, is it the drumming? Because there's something about the drumming that has us as people of Black African descent engage in the music. You know, there are moments when my foot just starts tapping,
yeah.
And I'm not conscious to it, and then I notice my foot tapping. Kind of thing.
Mm.
So there's something that's very connected about all of us through the drum beat and through the music that we can relate. And you know, they talk about the whole ancestors and the DNA and being able to connect the DNA through music possibly. So so music is very an important part of this time and an important part of the conversation, and you know, with Kwanzaa, Christmas, more so Kwanzaa than Christmas per se, but inclusive of all of that, there's always a lot of music around, even Hanukkah.
Right,
Hanukkah music,
right.
As well,
there's
so.
A lot of music with that also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, hold on for one moment. I want to take
call the call. Sure.
Okay. I'm going to take the last four digits of this call is 2290. You're on the air.
And I'm also in the chat room.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Darlene.
This is Darlene calling from Chicago.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, welcome, Darlene. We're in a conversation about holiday music, and so far we've heard several, and the first one was from a gentleman named Dennis that I think you know.
Yes.
Were you able to hear?
No, I caught at the tail end.
Oh my
God! But I did hear you talking about
Jingle Bells.
Oh, did he really?
In Pig Latin.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then we heard from Nancy, Mary Had a Baby.
Okay.
And then Glenn talked about his favorite holiday song was...
The Hallelujah.
The Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah.
And, from the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what your favorite holiday song is.
Nancy Wilson.
Okay.
That's What I Want for Christmas.
Oh, can you sing it for us?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, great.
When you said yesterday that it's nearly Christmas, what did I want? And I thought, just love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When you walk into a room, let them see you need me. Walk into a room, let them see you love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Anyone can wish upon the trinkets in a window. Some can even buy the things they see. But the present that I want, you'll never find in any window. Bring the love and bring it just for me. When you come home late at night, take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say you love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Hold me, kiss me. What I want for Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the show. This is the first time I've ever even heard of this Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
So I'll make sure that I tune in and listen to the rest. I'm going to put you on my speaker.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice. So we've heard That's What I Want for Christmas, The Messiah, The Hallelujah Chorus, Mary Had a Baby, and Jingle Bells in Pig Latin. Excuse me. In Pig Latin. So interesting for, I know, Darlene, Glenn, and just let me present Glenn for a moment. Glenn is a very active member of the International Black Summit and is on the talk show radio team. Glenn does a lot of work with the Youth Summit and the Teen Summit also. So, Glenn, you're in New York, and I always forget what part of New York you're in.
I'm in Queens.
In Queens,
yes.
Okay. So that's who you were hearing speak about the Messiah and the Hallelujah Chorus. So, Glenn, we were in...
You could also let him know that I'm also in the chat room, too.
Oh, right. He's also in the chat room because you can... How would they enter the chat room, Glenn?
They can get on, log on to Blog Talk Radio and then look for active sessions, and they can go in that way.
Okay, to active sessions. So you go to Blog Talk Radio and active sessions. And then you can, you know, you can just have a conversation there if you choose, you know, throughout the program. So, okay, so since we've heard our favorite songs, what's the holiday song you hear the most? Like every year it kind of lets you know, okay, it's holiday season. What is that one song that you hear either on the radio or if you visit or you go to parties, what's the one song that you always hear? Let me start with Nancy.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I would say Donny Hathaway.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the name of the song.
This Christmas. Uh-huh.
I think whenever they start playing that, it kind of gets you in the mood.
Right.
You know, it's a popular song, not sacred, but that, I think, kind of puts you in the mood. And then all the traditional ones like Silent Night and O Holy Night, songs like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, did you hear any today, any Christmas music today or holiday music?
What is the sleigh bells ring? Uh-huh. Are you listening? The instrumental version of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one.
If you listen to kind of smooth jazz, they play that a lot.
Right, and all those, different versions.
Right, all different versions. Yeah. And that's a nice one too, because it does, you know, it kind of puts you in the spirit of things.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing I've noticed this season is the music is so different when you go into the stores. You know, there used to be kind of like elevator Christmas music, if there's such a thing, but now they're playing a lot of popular music. Mm-hmm. I've noticed. The stores are kind of making their own tapes, I think, and maybe they've just, you know, tuned in to more contemporary music than they used to have. Glenn, what's the one that you hear the most?
Well, not so much that I hear the most, but the one that just acknowledges Christmas for me is Nat King Cole, Chestnuts Roasting.
Okay.
You know, there's something about that. You know, because we still have those vendors in Manhattan that are roasting the chestnuts. So it's very apropos when you're in Manhattan walking around and, you know, you smell the chestnuts roasting and, you know, it's kind of cold outside and then the smell, the scent kind of travels. And, you know, it's just, you know, it brings me back to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And so... So I'm in the presence of that song just by smelling the roasted chestnuts. So.
Right. Darlene, what about you? Which one do you hear the most?
I would say it would be the same as far as Nat King Cole, but also I heard the other day, which is one of my favorites, is Isaac Hayes, the Mistletoe and Me.
Oh,
I really like that one. I actually heard it. I was surprised that I heard it because I hadn't, you know, heard it, played in a long time. But they actually played that on the radio, and I was like, oh, wow. It was actually in the store. I take that back. It wasn't the radio.
Okay.
And that goes back to what you had just mentioned, how they're playing different type of, Christmas sounds, because I was really shocked to hear Isaac Hayes in the department store.
Right.
That's it. But I that's always been one of my favorites, as well as one of the old Supremes songs from their from one of their Christmas albums back in the 70s, or it might have even been 60s, the one about My Christmas Tree that Diana Ross sings. It's always been one of my favorites, too.
I don't think I... My Christmas Tree?
Yes, like, though my Christmas tree isn't very big, in fact, it's kind of small. You never heard that? I'll bring it Thursday. And
okay.
But you'll love it. It's just so, it's like the light doesn't seem so bright this year. It's, I guess, because she, you know, her and her loved one are not together, and she's just talking about...
I don't think I've heard that.
It's sort of like a Blue Christmas Without You kind of song.
Oh, right. Now, that's one of my favorites.
The Blue Christmas.
That's because you sang it that time.
Yeah, but I bring it. It is really cute. I bring that CD because I actually found it on CD a couple years ago because I used to have the old, you know, the album, the LP, and when I found it on CD, I was excited. So I do have that.
Oh, that's great. That's good. I know when we were growing up in my house, the album, I'll say that we had to listen to because my father played it all of the time was the Fred Waring Christmas. Was that the name of it, the Fred Waring? I know that name is right, but it was a whole album of Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we listened to that. And I don't remember listening to anything other than that. That's all. And a few years ago, my sister gave us all a copy of it as a reminder. You know, but we listened. That was the song that we listened to, I mean, over and over. You know, like you go to some houses and you always hear the Temptations, you know, that's kind of playing. Even if there's no company, if you just stop by to say hello to somebody, you'll hear that that CD playing. But we have another caller, last four digits, 3838. You're on the air.
Hello.
Okay, you're on now. We can hear you.
Okay, it's Chakaysha.
Hi, Chakaysha, calling from?
California. Yes.
The place where they have warm Christmas.
Right. In fact, they say more people move to California from watching the Rose Bowl game and seeing people, you know, driving around with their convertibles down. That's what has people move to California when they see that.
Okay.
They talk about, damn, it's in January and in a convertible. Who was that? I think Smokey Robinson said that's what had him move. Some singer said they actually saw that, and that had them come and live in California.
Okay. So, Jakesha, tell me, what is your favorite Christmas or holiday? Holiday song.
Okay. Well, it would be a Christmas song in that I just finished watching TV One, and they were doing Unsung Heroes, and they did Donny Hathaway. And my favorite Christmas song is This Christmas by him.
Okay.
I love that song.
Okay. And which song do you hear most often?
Oh, Chestnuts Roasting. I'm like ready to, like, kill that. I'm like, you know, when it starts, I'm like, oh, my God, not again. But then when they get to, you know, that last phrase from children ages 1 to 92, I'm back in love with it. But they play that sucker. They didn't already start playing it. And so it's like Chestnuts. I ain't even ate Chestnuts. But they play that one. You hear that one all the time. And Silent Night. And now the one I really like that I don't hear that I remember from school singing as a little girl is Deck the Halls.
Oh.
I like that, as, you know, because I sang that as a little girl for a school Christmas program.
Okay.
So those are some of the ones that and then I like the blues ones. I think I mentioned that last time. I saw Mama kissing Daddy under the Christmas tree, and then the B.B. King one, all the, like, bluesy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like listening to those when they come on. Those are kind of rare. You got to find the right station. But when you find it, they'll just be doing a whole, you know, Black Christmas theme, you know, just black folks singing about Christmas,
right,
which is a lot different than White Christmas.
Okay. So, Chikesha, you going to sing for us? I know. I hesitated. I knew you were going to laugh.
You
should ask her.
I was just here thinking as just before you said it, is I like Kwanzaa songs.
Mm-hmm.
And every year as a school teacher, I taught Kwanzaa songs. And just so I was thinking, now, what was one of my Kwanzaa songs? So let me see. Go to somebody else and let me just think for a moment.
Well,
let me ask
Nancy, because she used to teach Kwanzaa. Do you know a Kwanzaa song?
The only one I can remember is one that I taught my kids when I had the choir at school, and we did a Kwanzaa celebration. I can barely remember it, but it had a real nice African drum feel to it, and I just remember, again, the words repeating, Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa. And the kids made up a little choreography with it. And I can't remember any other words to it. And I think I can't really remember going to any Kwanzaa celebrations where there were many spoken word songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mostly drums. So that's the only song that comes to mind.
Okay.
Yep.
Chikesha, there's a. I had to laugh when you said "Deck the Halls," because that's a song that we're singing, that we sing. But it's it's called "Down Home, Deck the Halls." It has a kind of country western feel to it, and a fiddler, you know, that we do sometimes at our Christmas concerts. And there's a solo for a fiddler in the song, but it's the Deck the Hall. You know, it just has a different rhythm to it.
I think you should give us a little of that.
By no means. Look, the reason I'm laughing is because it's not ready yet. Okay, and we were told that it was not ready yet the other day. So. No, I don't think that'll be the one. But
okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of the Kwanzaa one. I have my principles in the right order because it sings about the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
Great.
But we're gonna give a round. I said Umoja means unity. Kujichagulia means self-determination. And so it goes on like that. I'm kind of nervous, but
I remember that song.
Yeah, but I loved it because once you really throw yourself into it, it's, you know, the room be rocking.
Okay.
The room be rocking.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute. We have a caller, the last four digits, 7139. You're on the air.
This is Shayla.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you?
We're great. We're great. We're talking about favorite holiday songs and the holiday song that we hear most often during the holiday.
Oh, well, there's one that everybody hears, and that's Silver Bells.
Oh, yeah, Silver Bells.
Uh-huh, Silver Bells. Is that the one you hear the most?
Well, I sing it, I sing it the most around the, you know, when you're doing things, cleaning or working or just humming around the house or something. And then it's from an old movie. So sometimes you see it on the, you hear it on the old movie stations. Because it was probably written in the 50s.
What's the movie?
The Lemon Drop Kid.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah, The Lemon Drop Kid.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe you might want to rent that.
No.
During the holidays.
I thought it was something else. Okay, okay. Okay, so tell me what your favorite holiday song is.
I think I like them all. That's because I just love Christmas. And I've learned some new songs that are my favorites. And then the old songs are my favorites. And then sometimes I just like to listen to the music, like the Christmas Time Is Here, the Peanut song. I call it the Peanut song. But Charlie Brown and,
right.
You know, everybody hears it because they play it all every year, three times during the holidays. And so you hear that piano all the time. And, of course, the 12 Days of Christmas, all, you know, they have so many versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
A gospel version and a secular version and a rock version. So I think the first one I learned all the way through was the 12 Days of Christmas. You know, that was something different than Jingle Bells.
Right. Right. We had a caller earlier who sang Jingle Bells in Pig Latin.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he certainly did. He said it was written in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the...
I want to hear that again. I didn't hear that. I wasn't online.
Are
they still on?
He's gone.
Oh.
He's gone. But you can listen to it in the archive, you know, because it's
right,
the archive. But he was the very first person. And I'll see if I can get him to call back in, you know.
It was pretty great, too.
It was. It caught me so off guard. I had to mute the phone because I was just cracking up. Okay, but it was really good. I'll see if I can reach him. But Sheila.
Oh, will Sheila sing anything?
Right. That's why I'm trying to get back to Sheila.
Well, did anybody sing "The Night That Christ Was Born"?
No.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay. The night that Christ was born. Yeah. And Sheila, tell us where you're calling from.
Chicago.
Okay, Chicago. And this is the International Black Summit talk show.
And I'm very glad to be a part.
Thank you. Thank you for joining
us. I was concerned whether I could get through or not.
Okay.
Okay, let me clear my throat. I should have got some water first. Hold on. Listen to the angels. Rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory, the night that Christ was born. Can't you see the people coming from every nation, pleading for salvation, the night that Christ was born? Oh, such a wonderful Savior to be born in a manger so that I can share his favor and my life be anew. Listen to the trumpet shouting through the darkness, crying, holy, holy. The night that Christ was born. That's it.
Wow. Thank you. Ooh.
You're very welcome.
That was very nice.
Thank you. I don't have any background on that song. I just learned it a few years ago, and I like it very much.
Yeah, it's a nice one. you were saying you learned a lot of new Christmas songs. What are some new Christmas songs?
I love that Celine Dion's recording. I guess it was last year. They play it a lot now. What's the name? I can't think of the name of it, but it's about not saving all your blessings to people for Christmas Day. And I first heard it last year. And I can't remember the exact tune, but it's on the radio a lot now. And it's about, you know, saving things when the world is starving for their blessings and their hugs and kisses. So don't save them for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Glenn, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm trying to reach Dennis. So if you could continue the conversation just for a moment.
Oh, you want me to give him a call?
No. Well, yeah, you can. Well, no, because then I have to give his number out. So...
okay.
If you could just continue this conversation while I try to reach him, please.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
One of the things that's come to mind in this call is Michael Jackson, Kissing Santa. That one is always one of the ones that pops in my head around Christmas time. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of different versions of it done, but it certainly is one of the ones that, I don't know, something nostalgic, something about Michael Jackson, I guess, or something at that time, because he was probably, you know, still a teenager then, about 14 or 15 or so, 16.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's something about that my association with that time in his career. Because he was just, you know, he was just bursting onto the scene, and then, you know, just and his version of it, because it just kind of was a different version of it. Does anybody have any other artists that just kind of their version of it, even though you've heard it a lot of different ways, that their version of it just seems to come out to you?
I can't remember the vocalist. I know it's a female vocalist way before Michael Jackson's time. But I don't know if it was the first one or she had re-recorded it. But I can picture her face, but I can't think of her name.
What was the name of the song again?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other one that I like, that it's like totally her signature song, and I love it, is Birth or Kiss.
Santa Baby.
Yeah, Santa Baby. Yeah,
yes.
Just as I said her name, I couldn't remember the time. But I love that by her. Oh,
yeah,
just,
I love that.
Her no, it was like
yesterday.
Sassy and fun and just all of the things she was asking for.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, I just love that song. That
I've
song
been hearing a new version of it lately. It's kind of a, you know, a pop. They made it kind of a pop tune, and it's a totally different beat and kind of reworked the words too, but I when I listened to it, I realized that's what it was, a new version.
Yeah, but I just, the thing I loved too was her request. I mean, she was just out there, you know. I was like, wow, she's going to really ask for that. You know, she's talking about cars and diamonds. And so, you know, it was like kind of in a way a woman empowerment record for me, even
yeah.
though she's asking a man for it. But I was like, she's going for it. She ain't making no small list. So, yeah, that one stands out for me.
Oh, Well, I'm back. I couldn't reach him. He wasn't picking up his phone, but we'll have to listen to it in the archive, you know.
Now, what's the archive? Explain what the archive is.
For instance, you don't get a chance to listen to the show during the hour, during this, you know, hour that we're on. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, and then you can go to International Black Summit Talk Show and go to past shows, and it's in our archive area. And you can listen to any show that we've had, you know, for the last year.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. And so if you could just click on the date, if you click on the date of the show, like, you know, December 7th, then you can listen to the whole show over again.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, you're able to download it to your computer.
Yeah.
Your
MP3,
iPod.
Uh-huh.
There's also a link on the blacksummit.org website. So if you go to that website, there's a direct link in the first page of the website that takes you right to our Blog Talk Radio for International
okay.
Black Summit.
Good.
Right. So
how did you hear about our show, Sheila?
A friend told me about it. I had heard about it before, and I actually had a different telephone number, and I thought this has got to be the same one. And several months ago, I was listening to something, and I said, oh, I'm going to call today.
Yes, well, we're happy you did, and, you know, call us back next week. We're going to be here, and just love to have you as a regular listener. And singer. Call in and sing.
Oh. You're not going to do Christmas carols again, are you?
No, it'll be something different.
No, it'll be in January, we might have your favorite Obama song or something.
Oh, wow.
I found out there's an Obama slide now in Chicago. And a line dance, I guess. But it's an Obama slide.
We do love our line dances. We have an excuse to make up one every other week, I guess.
Especially since we got Obama now. Yeah, I wanna find out about that myself.
Okay. So look, in London we'll be doing the Obama slide.
Ooh, yeah.
So we have few more minutes left. Is there anybody else who wants to share, just kind of feels like singing something, who's still on the line with us? Anybody?
I'll do another one.
Okay.
I'll do Silver Bells.
Okay.
It hasn't been done right.
No.
Before. Okay. I'm not going to sing the whole thing, just a little, just the verses, I guess. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this hustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I was hoping you would sing that, so thank you for doing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, once again, this is the International Black Summit talk show where we're celebrating the holidays and singing our favorite holiday songs. Our thanks to Dennis, who sang the Jingle Bells in Pig Latin, and Nancy, who did Mary Had a Baby. Darlene did more than one. Darlene, remind me what the two that you did, because we talked about something other than, oh, Nancy Wilson, That's What I Want for Christmas.
Correct. Mm.
That's what Darlene did, and you did a little bit of something else.
Oh, that, Diana, I actually found that CD. I don't know if you want to hear a quick little section of it and see if you remember it.
Well, we can't play them. Yeah, we can't play it because it's archived.
Oh, okay.
So we don't, unless we have permission.
Okay,
but you
gotcha.
Can sing it.
It's old. I don't know if I remember all of it.
Right. Okay, well, next time, maybe next week or something.
Okay, good.
Henrietta, we have somebody else on the line. 1-2-3-1.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you're on the air.
The last digit is 1-2-3-1.
Right. I see it, but hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, now we can.
Hi, Henrietta and Glenn and everybody. It's Lenar.
Hi, Lenar.
Hey.
And I was the person in the chat room because I'm, you know, Glenn, just so you know, we don't have to repeat what was there. But I did want to sing something. I want to sing a few bars in these last 2 minutes. Let me clear my throat.
Okay.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. She sings our love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Yay! Thank you.
Yeah, I know you had it like that, Lenar.
I just have to acknowledge everybody who can carry a tune.
Well, you know, I was in that 3-minute choir with
Meredith.
And I wasn't one of the ones that was just moving my lips.
Right. Thank you so much. This is going to be a great show to listen to again and again. And because we only have 1 minute left, I just need to acknowledge the International Black Summit event for 2009, which will be held in London, England next year. And early registration is still going on. You have until December 31st, and the registration is only $150.
If you're a senior, it's $100.
If you're a senior, which is over
55 and over,
it's $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's from Thursday through Sunday. Now, that's for the event. So please think about and consider early registration, and everything else will work itself out for next year. But once again, thank you so much, everybody who called in and everybody who will listen at another time.
May I ask a quick question about that? Is that on the site as well, getting additional information about that?
Okay, all of that is on the website,
blacksummit.org. Okay, thank you.
Blacksummit.org. Or you can give me a call, or Glenn, or call in next Sunday. We'll be here again, same time.
Oh, okay, great.
Same time, next Sunday. So thank you very much. Remember the declaration, which you can hear at the beginning of this show in detail. You can hear all about the summit at the beginning of this show when you listen to the archives. Thank you again, and have a wonderful holiday. This is International Black Summit Radio. Good night.
Good night.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide.